You're listening to SBS News.
A casual contact of a COVID-19 case is among two people newly diagnosed in South Australia, which the state's top health officer says is a concerning reminder of how contagious the virus is. The two cases are a child from the original family at the center of the Parafield cluster and a man in his 30s believed to have contracted the virus while attending an English language school adjacent to Flinders University. The child was already in quarantine and poses no risk to the public, Chief Health Officer Nicola Spurrier says.
Both are linked to the Parafield cluster and both fortunately have been in quarantine. The first case is a child, a young child, who's a member of the original family linked to the cluster. And in fact, this little one had been symptomatic but had actually had two previous tests which were negative. But he had a positive test which we received yesterday. And as I said, this child has been in quarantine with his family and there is no risk at all to the community.
The other case and his family were also in quarantine before they tested positive. Professor Spurrier says the man's infection validates the decision to ask some casual contacts to self-isolate.
The second case is a man in his 30s. And he's known to be a casual contact of a previous case. But because we have been more cautious, obviously, with this particular outbreak, many casual contacts have also been required to be in quarantine. And this man has been in home quarantine. However, with all new positive cases, he will be moving to the Medi Hotel with his family today.
This comes as the state processed 3,800 coronavirus test results, something authorities said they were disappointed was not higher. Meanwhile, Victoria has notched up its 29th day of zero new coronavirus cases. There are zero active cases in Victoria, which passed the 28-day virus-free milestone on Friday. Queensland is set to reopen their border with Victoria on the 1st of December, leaving Western Australia as the only state to continue to ban Victorian travellers. Western Australian Premier Mark McGowan said that he would make an announcement over the next week about letting Victorians back in. Queensland will also lift its border restrictions to Greater Sydney on the 1st of December, but continues to list Adelaide as a hotspot due to the cluster in the city's north. Meanwhile, Tasmania opened its borders to Victoria on Friday. New South Wales, meanwhile, has recorded zero new local cases for three straight weeks. Australians can still expect a coronavirus vaccine by March despite further trials likely on a key candidate, the nation's health minister says. Greg Hunt says Australia's vaccine timeframe is unchanged, with expectations a safe and effective vaccine will start to get rolled out in March.
Each day there's news and there's progress and there will be ups and downs in the vaccine process, but what we're seeing is very clear evidence that the world will have not just one, but a series of effective and safe vaccines. And that's, I think, good news for Australia and good news for the world.
Mr. Hunt said there would be positive news soon in regards to a vaccine.
The data on all of the leading vaccines has been good, and I'm looking forward to more positive news on other vaccines in coming weeks on preliminary briefings that we've had.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.